All right, it's halftime here at Bay College, and the Bay College Norths are taking on Finlandia today, and in our player spotlight is one of the girls who will not be playing in this game today, the pride of Gwynn High School, Brooke Manor. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. So, do you have an old woman's back or what?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like 80 years old. Yeah, it's terrible. I have a fracture in my back and my L5, and it's hasn't been the easiest thing. I got it my senior year around there, and since then it's been terrible, been hard.
Yeah, which is amazing that you decided to continue to play basketball at the college level, and you have been able to. How have you been able to, considering, you know, at Gwynn, boy, you're hobbling up the court when you know, because your back just killed you.
Yeah, it's been a rough ride. Let me think. Well, I was supposed to be in a back brace for 3 months after I found out I had a fracture, and I decided not to do that because of all the pre-workouts and pre-season workouts that we've been doing for basketball, and I just decided to play on it, and it gets a little tough at times, but, you know, icing it, heat, all of that kind of really helps with the muscles around it, so, yeah.
You've gotten to know Jaron and Brad very well, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I didn't really know them well before the season started, and then, you know, we're best buds now.
Yeah, because and those guys have been busy in the training room with all you girls. So we have had so many injuries on our team this year.
Oh, yeah. We definitely, and when I was at Gwynn even, we got hit with the injury bug every single year. And this year, it's no different. It just follows us. I swear it follows us.
Well, so you're out right now. What's the prognosis for you? What are they telling you for the rest of this season?
Well, in practice the other day, I had a little pop in my back, and we're not sure. The trainers think I might have pulled a muscle around my fracture, somewhere around there. Otherwise, it has something to do with my fracture. Coach Rob's going to get me into the doctor soon, so we're going to check it out. But hopefully, I can be back as soon before the season's done. I want to get in there, get on the court.
And then if that's not enough, you are driving along there trying to come to practice when we had just a boys game on Saturday.
That was rough.
So what happened?
So I was on crutches. I couldn't really walk due to my back. It's really hard to put my right foot forward. So I was on crutches, and I had my sister's friend bring us to practice. And on our way there, we were going up the Gladstone Hill, or coming down it almost. We didn't really get to come down it. We went right up the bank, and we went airborne for like 30 feet right into the snowbank.
Oh, I bet that felt good.
Oh, yeah. My neck was a little strained from that, but my back's okay because I had my huge back brace on that I've been wearing. I haven't worn it lately because it's just restricting, so.
Well, you know, I guess that's a good thing. The next time I get in a traffic accident, I want to make sure I have a bad back and a back brace on, then my back will be fine.
Right.
You know, the Gwynn community lost somebody Wednesday night who all of us, you know, you didn't play football, but tell me a little about Dion Brown, and I know Austin talked a lot about him on our radio show, but from, you know, your point of view, not as a football player, but as someone, he was a big part of Gwynn.
Yeah, when I heard the news, I thought they were joking. I was like, that's a rude joke. Like, you're kidding. And come to find out, it's true. It was true. And it honestly just, like, my heart dropped when I heard that, because Dion is such a big part of our community. He not only worked with the football guys to, like, get on their team, get, you know, strong, get on the field. He also made sure they were in the classroom. He made sure they were doing what they needed to do to get their homework done. He pulled guys out of where they were in bad places, whether they were or about to be, and he wanted them on the team because that would bring them up. Sports will always give you a good atmosphere to be around, and he was a really amazing guy. I didn't spend a lot of time with him. I got to talk to him a few times while he was at Gwynn, but he was always at the gym. He was always in the weight room. He was always around in the gym watching our practices or anything, and he was always on everyone. It's very sad. It's really hard.
Yeah, no, I mean, you've described it well, and Austin did the two as well, that, you know, he really cared about everybody and took that extra time and took people into his home and stuff like that.
Yeah, he was truly an amazing guy, and he was the last person our community needed to lose, for sure.
Okay, well, let me ask you, for yourself, what are you studying here at Bay, and how's all that part going?
Pre-professional health. I want to be a physician's assistant when I'm older. It's going pretty good. The math part's not that easy, but you know, I like science. I like learning, so it's been pretty good.
Okay, Brooke, I'll let you give a shout out to anyone you think may be listening today.
I want to give a shout out to my parents, my grandma, my sister, and my entire family.
All right, so all of Gwyn is their hearts are heavy today, but I know they're all listening and supporting you and Austin and Trish. I think so, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, good luck today. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Okay, Brooke Manor, everybody. More coming up from here at Bay College. After these words, you're listening to Bay College Basketball, Maverick 106.